What an asshole!
Podcasting from Bass Hole Studios in Hollywood, California.
Yo, what time is it?
You're listening to I'm a Bass Hole with Doug Bass. We've all been one.
He's an asshole.
So let's laugh about it. Now, here's your host, Doug Bass.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Doug Bass. Welcome to I'm a Bass Hole, the podcast. Follow us on all the social medias. Rate, review, share with your friends, the YouTube channel, all that good stuff. We got a cool episode today. We're just going to be covering the Golden Bachelor Bass Hole edition of the Golden Bachelor on ABC. That's what we're going to do. We're going to fuck around and have some fun. Let's do it. Why not? Golden Bachelor Bass Holes.
Very special. The Blue Plate special.
A very special podcast.
We're actually filming early.
Rob is pissed off because we're missing football.
I'm not pissed off. I'm a game. I'm a team player.
Team player. All right. Well, we're just gonna talk about the Golden Bachelor, which is ABC's offshoot version of the popular show The Bachelor, but with senior contestants and members. Mm-hmm. So we all watched it, right?
We watched it, and I liked it. I enjoyed it.
I liked it a lot. You know, I've never even watched. I think I've seen an episode of the regular Bachelor, and I'm not interested at all, really. But the Golden Bachelor, I am very interested in because we're old, I guess.
Maybe. Yeah, no, we're not there yet. Get the fuck out of here!
I have something to look forward to when I'm 70.
I don't know.
You could be the Golden Bachelor.
I could.
I could see that.
No, you know what? Because this, first of all, this Golden Bachelor, Jerry Turner, his name is, right? How old is he?
He's like 71.
71. He's a widow, which I think
he's a widower.
Sorry.
This isn't Golden Bachelor Trans Edition.
Widower.
Yet.
Is that the correct?
That is the right word.
That's the correct term for
a widower.
A male is a widower?
A male is a widower.
He lost his wife.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Lost his wife to what? Some kind of disease.
I think, I don't know.
They bought a house and then like a week later she died.
Bacterial infection. Right. Yeah.
They bought a house and a week later she passed away.
Yeah, they bought their dream house. I mean, it's a very touching story.
It is sad.
And it's like, I know we're on the Bass Hole show, so it was just really funny because when you look at the picture of his ex-wife, you're like, these ladies that he's about to meet are like blow her out of the water.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Wow.
I'm just saying she was.
Wait, because where is he from originally? The Midwest?
I don't know exactly where he's from.
But this was his high school sweetheart that he was married to for.
Was it?
I think so. For like, what, 30 something
years?
Yeah, they met in high school.
Oh my
God. Yeah.
So. I want to say, like, you guys loved it. Great. I think they took everything that we love about The Bachelor and went, what if we did none of that? I never watched it.
What's the big difference?
Okay, yeah, what's the big difference? The difference? Hot people making out. That's the big difference. I love watching those shows on mute. Just for that, and now
I'm gonna say, like, I don't know the comparison to like the old the regular Bachelors to this guy. This guy seems he's very nice, obviously, but he's a little too like
nice.
He's like, hi. How are you? Thank you.
Yeah, that's because he's tired.
Like, what's going on? Like, with this guy?
He wants to go to sleep soon.
I don't know. But it's like, he's like, can we wrap this up, please?
I mean, he's 71. My girl said it was different. She said it was almost like all the Bachelor shows because from what you saw later on, I know we're going to get to it, but like he's like making out with all of them, you know, like he's hooking up with them.
Also something I did not want to see.
Oh, I can't wait to watch it.
I did not. Why? I know.
Those women are, some of them are attractive.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, man.
Never wanted to see my grandma making out. Like, not once.
Oh my God.
I think it was smart that ABC picked it.
They're not anyone's grandma. Like the only one that looked like a grandma was Jimmy Kimmel's.
She was my favorite thing.
And she's not even a real contestant. She's just there for comedic relief.
It was necessary. My God. Thank you, Jimmy Kimmel's aunt. My God.
Because that's exactly what most women that age look like, anywhere near that, you know? But then these other females are just like, wow. I was blown away by some of them.
Well, I think it was good for them to pick a widower, I think, because it gives the nice little
heartfelt sad
story.
I would have
every golden bachelor from now on should be a widow or a widower.
No, I wanted.
Come
on, you guys. It would have been way better. better if there it was like a messy divorce and like the ex showed up halfway right. through.
But here's
like,
the thing.
All right, so interesting.
That's a different.
I want to watch that.
So all of these female contestants are you know age appropriate for Jerry Turner. Right?
Boring.
So do you think okay. do you think that they should have thrown in like a 29, 30 year old gold digger?
No, because then he would pick her. Like she would win
maybe
right away.
Not though, because yeah. he doesn't seem like the kind of guy that's like really into you know picking that kind of. Woman.
I mean, I wish they'd let me be on that show. I mean, that would
really
yeah.
You would be the gold ambassador for L.A. because once you reach 40, yeah,
it takes place in filming in L.A.
I don't know. I'm just saying that
but
like
just L.A. Yeah.
No, for feet. Females, once they go like 40, like you look amazing, by the way. I would say that, but
do we know what the age cutoff is, though?
I think they had to be 60.
They have to be 60. Yeah. So you're too young. You can't do it.
That's what I'm saying. It's just like, let's spice it up a little bit.
Spice it up. Throw an early 40s.
Throw in a Rachel D into the mix.
Throw Rachel D in there. Yeah.
It's just too.
Would you go out with a Golden Bachelor?
Would you go out with this guy?
Yeah, I would. He's cute. He's cute. He's a cute guy. Yeah.
You would sleep with this guy.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
really?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean,
he's a sweetheart.
71.
Rachel D.
He takes care of himself. The man doesn't look 70. He doesn't
no,
look
he does
70.
Not.
No.
No, he looks amazing. Yeah.
Rob, you would sleep with him?
I would sleep with him too.
Right. See, that would have been a way more interesting
they
show
thrown
right
one,
away.
One dude in there, maybe? Right? I don't know. Yeah. He's like, hey, I'm 70 something. Maybe I'll try a guy. I don't know.
Right.
You should do one where like a transgender. That would be fucking amazing. They throw in one of them.
They did.
They did?
Yeah.
They did? Well, some of these women, I was questionable at one point. I was like, wait, is that a dude? I was like, no.
Wait, what do you mean?
Yeah, Susan, right?
All right, well, let's go through. Here, here's the thing. This is in no particular order or whatever, but I have a couple clips lined up here, obviously. Let me see what we can do. Let's talk about April 1st.
April Fool's Day.
April Fool's. Yeah. Let me play the clip.
The chicken lady.
Hell yeah.
All right, quiet.
And I grew up on a chicken farm, and my eggs are still very fresh.
Sorry.
I am 65, and I hate saying that because aging sucks. I am eccentric.
How many fillers does she have in her face? Really?
Here they come. They know my voice. I love chickens. I love ducks.
Those aren't chickens or ducks.
I really want to be madly in love.
She's hot.
Because
though.
I had it before. Is. Actually,
all right, I'm not going to play the whole fucking episode.
Yeah. I think she's smoking hot.
She's hot, but
she didn't need to bring her eggs in a basket.
She's crazy, though, right?
I mean, she's out of her fucking mind.
Wait, first of all,
mind.
I'm going to say this. Like, you know, I might get canceled, but like, I think most of the women on this show are crazy.
Well, yeah. Right. I mean, these women are hot, and the hot to crazy ratio, you know, I think it still applies
first
when you're
of all,
70.
The reason why we're covering this on the Basshole show is that everyone on the show is an asshole, I think.
What?
But in some way. If we're going on reality anyway, whatever. I don't know. But, you know, come on.
I know. Well, they're all crazy to be on the show. You're absolutely right.
And
I think that, like, it's funny that they're, like, searching for love. But that's the same thing with the other Bachelor show.
It's everything.
Show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anything on TV.
I just think, like you know, like, this Bachelor show is appropriate for covering the Golden Bachelor, I think, because it's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous thing, but it's funny. And, you know, it's good for the guy. Whatever,
it's funny.
You know.
It's funny because it's, like, they're looking for love. And I love the fact that they're, like, this intimate situation is so romantic. It's, like, let's cut to the fucking guy with the boom mic.
Right. And then, like, all right, so what do we think of April? She comes in with these eggs.
Not necessary, April. Really not necessary.
Right.
To reference her eggs are fresh. That was just gross to me.
I don't know.
But like,
I liked her. I personally liked her just because she's crazy. But yeah, I would not pick her because she was beautiful, and I knew right away that he was going to pick her.
She's all right.
Compared to the group?
She's hot.
Compared to the group? Right. Are you out of your fucking mind?
Yeah, I am. I don't know if I'd pick her.
She gives some, like, 40 and 50-year-old women a run for their money.
Yeah.
Like, she's hot.
Easily,
she's
man.
Hot. Look, a lot of these chicks on here are hot, for sure.
No, not a lot of them. Not a lot of them.
You know what's funny is like there's
speaking not a lot of them. Let's move on to the next contestant.
Okay.
We're gonna go to here we go. We're gonna go to Susan.
Oh yeah, Kris Jenner in drag.
I'm gonna marry you.
66. Susan, beautiful.
You thought she was beautiful?
No, I'm joking.
Her voice with her.
Everybody's gonna put. No,
she smokes so much.
This is the one I was talking about.
I will too.
And by the way, Gary, you see these heels?
Yeah.
I'm very comfortable with 6 inches.
Ew!
Oh. And she means his cock.
What does that mean? That she's sticking her heels up her fucking vagina?
Like,
no, she's comfortable with 6 inches of dick.
Dresses, that girl right energy. There should have been picked.
Yeah. All right, oh, Maria. All right, so let's go back. That's the only clip we have of her.
Okay, yeah.
I was surprised she didn't get picked compared
wait,
to
everyone.
Kris Jenner? Susan?
No, the one that was. Oh. No, she does get picked. Kris Jenner does.
She does get picked.
Kris Jenner
she was the last one that got picked, right?
That was the one I was questioning. I was like, is this the inclusive Golden Bachelor? Because I was like, this woman, I don't know. It just definitely looks like Kris Jenner in drag. Like,
I thought it was Kris Jenner for a moment. I was like, is she desperate?
Yeah,
but she's not getting enough time on the Kardashians that she has to move over here?
She's so masculine. I was like,
her face disturbs me.
Yeah, her face disturbs me
too.
Yeah,
we're going to get canceled for just picking these people apart, but I don't give a shit.
That's what we do here, guys. They're putting themselves up there,
fair game, whatever, you know?
And that dress was just not doing her any...
And her voice is horrible.
Her voice is like, yeah. Susan was the last one that received the rose. Am I right? She was.
No, I thought it was the one that was saying, "I better be picked. I better be picked."
Was it
no.
Karen? Oh, yeah. What's her name?
She was a Karen.
No, that is
all these bitches come out here doing like
that
tricks.
That is Kathy, and she seems crazy as fuck.
Oh yeah, she's like, "You better pick me." He's like,
he needs to run away from that woman right now.
Yeah,
right
she
now.
Was. Yeah,
she's
she about to run his life.
Let's see here. Let's move on to another clip. This is what we have. All right, so this is the comedic relief of the show, Aunt Chippy.
My fave.
Jimmy Kimmel's aunt, is that what it is?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's go to the clip here. Here we go.
She's the best. I love it.
I love his reaction.
I love it. She also told the limo driver, "See you in hell."
Am I by myself? Are you the unluckiest guy in the world?
No, I am not. How are you this evening?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. You must be lying about your age.
No.
I was curious. I said to my nephew, I said, "It's got to be one in a million. I want to meet him." He said, "Okay, you got it."
Who's your nephew?
Jimmy Kimmel.
All right. Enough of that.
Awesome.
Enough.
I love her. No.
I would have loved it if she got a rose.
I mean, she's not a real contestant, obviously, right?
She missed the rose ceremony because she took a nap on the couch. Out. I love it.
Yeah, which was not scripted at all.
Dude, I just want to keep her in the house because
she should be in the house.
She's not coming back.
Because she's reality. That's how most women that age look like.
But she's not a real contestant.
Yeah, but like she could be given like the other contestants advice, you know?
Right,
like,
right.
I love when she's talking to everybody. She's like, "Oh, look at you. Oh my God.
This is ABC's tie-in to promote Jimmy Kimmel Live."
Yeah, like, exactly. Because they're coming on air on Monday.
Right,
so yeah.
Exactly. That's what it is. So, all right. So that was funny to have.
She's also 80. Like, guys,
yeah,
you know.
She's 83.
She's 83. She's rocking it. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Look at you. She's like looking at all these hot, like, women. Like, look at you.
With your tits out.
With your tits out. Oh, my God. All right. Let's go to the next clip, which is,
is this the motorcycle girl?
This is Faith. Yeah, the one. Now she.
Oh, I liked her.
She got the.
Yeah, you're not the only one.
She got the. What is it? The rose called the.
First impression.
First impression.
I didn't know about this either. First impression rose. Yeah.
So you don't watch the regular.
I don't. Right? My girl said that it's pretty much like. Even though you said it's not the hot people thing. But yes, every contestant pretty much makes out with everybody. But yeah,
all right. So this is Faith who rolled in on a fucking motorcycle like a boss.
That's impressive.
She's 6 years old. She just turned 16.
I don't think she rode that the whole way.
Yeah, no, we definitely got a crotch shot, which is nice.
There's no way she's over 60.
Who's the one in the gold dress? Kathy, she's hot.
In the blue.
The gold dress is the Latina. She's got the gray hair. She's the first girl.
Well done.
She's hot.
We have her
I'm
coming
proof
up.
That you can live
fast and not die young, and
it took her a long time to write that.
It'll be the ride of your life.
I don't know.
She looks like Sasa. She looks familiar.
She looks like your mom's friend who keeps touching you.
Rollerblades. I mean, that's scary. 60 years old.
Married for 21 years.
Oh, she's a horse girl. Never trust a girl with horses.
What?
Older women, it's taken us a lot of years to figure out what it is we want. But if my heart is truly attracted to somebody
else. Or a minotaur.
She's buff, too. I mean, she could take him.
Yeah, I don't think you should trust a girl with horses. I don't think so.
Really? Why?
I don't know. There's something weird about them. It's like some kind of equestrian bullshit.
I feel
bullshit.
Like that's a personal thing, Doug. That is
it? Personal. It yeah. I was raised on a farm with a horse. All right, so Faith rolled in on a motorcycle, and she got the first impression rose. So
I would give her that, too.
Out of everyone there?
Well, I think the Latina lady at the beginning was probably the best one, I think.
Here's the thing. I don't think this guy got enough time with some of these women. I mean, or at least they didn't show it in the show. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, they edited it.
I know.
But it's like,
there were girls that were like, or sorry, women, who were complaining that they didn't get any time with it.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying like some of these, like that one, I forget who it was, but the one girl, like when he entered the room, he was like, oh, come with me. And like everyone was like, oh, you know.
Oh, that was a chicken lady.
Oh, that was a chicken lady. All right.
Yeah, she's the one that says she's like, she never watched the show, whatever. And then like when she did that,
she knew what she was doing.
When she did that all the other ladies started snickering, going like, oh, said she never watched the show. They just start getting catty. They got catty
like chickens. Yeah.
And then that Karen lady was like so upset
Karen,
with her.
That's not her name.
No, but she's a Karen lady. The
she's
one that was complaining.
Oh, you're talking about Kathy. Crazy cat. Crazy.
Because when she
Kathy.
Started doing that chicken dance, quack quack quack, whatever. Yeah. It's like, what is happening here?
Right. Oh my god. All right. Let's go to this next clip. Let's go to.
We like Faith though. We like Faith.
I liked Faith.
Yeah, she's all right. Faith. I don't know. I don't know if I like her.
She's super.
Dude,
buff.
Who the hell do you like, dude?
We'll see. I'm really remembering these people. As we go through that,
the chicken lady
would probably be fun to fuck. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that's about it. Stuff. Done.
You think
after
she?
That.
You think she like clucks in bed?
Probably.
Too?
Yeah. Oh my god! I guarantee.
I'm a girl who likes to cluck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, that was the cheerleader. Remember, she came out. And did That was Renee.
I was embarrassed for her.
I was so
she was the only one wearing a tracksuit.
Oh, that was Renee. She did not get picked.
No,
she did not receive a rose.
She didn't even change her dress.
That's a woman that seems like she's like, you know, like, yeah, you do it one night, then you realize.
Who, the tracksuit?
The tracksuit.
You would do her?
You get wasted with her? You end up fucking her?
Oh, my God.
That is your Doug. Well, that's Doug's track record, so.
Track record? What are you talking about? You're just crazy.
Really?
You're always talking about you're who you went just, home with.
I think this guy just needs to have an orgy with every woman on this show.
Oh God, please don't. I don't know. I don't even like the makeout session. I'm like, ugh.
Imagine if this was on HBO and they had like fuck scenes and stuff.
No.
Oh my god. No.
like the rainbow.
Do you think Viagra is
what's
sponsoring
the oldest
this?
Woman you've ever been with?
The oldest woman I've ever been with. I mean, at the time, was that? Remember that story I talk about?
How many years older than you?
Probably, I don't know, 15 maybe, 14.
14
years older than me.
And she was 20.
She was 20.
Is this your bass hole story?
Yeah. That woman Michelle I talk about in my bass hole story.
See?
That was her.
Yeah, probably. Track record.
She's probably on the show.
Wow.
By now she's on the Golden.
What about
Bachelor,
you, man. Rob? Oldest.
It depends on my age. I guess it was like 28, and then she was like maybe 42, and then there was another one when I was in.
I think you win.
30 something, and then she was like maybe 50. But she looked amazing. Like she could have been on Golden Bachelor.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, now on Hinge, I'm like I'm putting up the age to like 60 something now because
That's what this Golden Bachelor has done.
I'm waiting for the Tinder. Golden Bachelorette is what I'm waiting for. If the ratings are good on this,
then maybe, my god!
Do you think that will happen? The
if this is a success, yes, definitely happening.
Golden Bachelorette.
Yeah. I would watch that too, you know?
It's just, I mean, we're watching this one.
I know.
we're doing a podcast.
It's so interesting to me.
Do you think Viagra is
sponsoring? Oh, of course it should be like the fucking dick pills at the gas station should be sponsoring this.
Do they all get a goodie bag when they come in?
And it's just like the bachelor holding the pills.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the next clip. Let me see here. We have Sandra. Sandra.
Sandra.
Good evening.
Hi, Gary.
How are you?
She could not walk in heels, by the way. Could you rewind that, please?
No.
Did you see her walk in her heels?
This one. So many problems.
Did you see the way she walked in her heels? Like, she could not walk.
Yeah,
this woman seems creepy as fuck.
No, she seems like she gave up her life to study law. Like,
now, is this the one that curses or whatever?
Yes. She does meditation.
But she just says,
See, these are one of those stunt castings where they're like, oh, we have someone that does something fucking weird.
Fuck.
Let's put
it on.
Yeah. All right. He's already fucked. He's.
Oh my God.
Could you rewind when she walks in, though? Like, it's just.
I
took a note on this. Look at the way she's walking.
Oh, they're old, dude. What do you expect?
I know.
He's limping around, too.
He's such a good sport, though. Look at, like, through the entire thing, such a good sport. Did you see the one where they were sitting on yoga mats? And she's like, we're going to laugh together. It was terrifying.
Who was that? Who was that one who did was that the black woman?
Yes.
I forget her name.
The shorter one with the short hair.
Yeah, she got picked. She got a rose.
Yeah.
Did Sandra
I was surprised on that pick.
Did Sandra get a rose?
This one? Yeah, she did.
All right. Well, then,
Gotta be inclusive.
That opening scene, though, when she's just walking, it just.
Yeah.
But the other women her age walk in heels, and
well,
she's.
Well, other people are. You know, they might have some kind of, you know, disease. I have it fucking at 42. I fucking have arthritis in my left ankle.
She didn't need to wear that high heel.
I'd be limping around on this show and
she didn't
5 years.
Need to. She didn't need to.
There's other women that came on not wearing high heels, and they were, like, smart about it.
I know, but they wear this fancy ass prom dress.
Yeah, but why the fuck would she do that? Like, it just looks stupid, because when she's walking, it looks so bad. It was like, dude,
right, let's go.
I felt like her pain as she was walking. That's what made me laugh.
I felt her pain because I have that pain. All right, let's go to
every time Doug walks in heels. Like, I'm in. So painful.
Doug could not walk in heels at that.
You can't
angle.
Even walk in shoes.
I can't walk barefoot. I have. By the way, I've been diagnosed with severe arthritis in my left ankle. If anyone's wondering.
He's auditioning for the Golden Bachelor.
I'm preparing myself. Hey, man, I would totally go on this.
Oh, we should do the Bachelor audition.
You're the one that thinks that I should go on 90 Day Fiance and find a woman in, like, Thailand or
Europe
or something.
Yes, you should.
Him and Jill think I should apply for that show.
Why not? Go for
know.
It.
All right, let's go to this next clip. Edith. Let's
there we go.
Edith. Here we go.
The first one.
The first one.
Yeah,
right?
Number one.
I love
She's
her hair.
She's hot. I like her.
Her
my
hair
name
is
amazing. Edith, and my heart has just been waiting
just
to meet you. I'm so excited
and
to meet
so
her.
And she's so genuine.
Edith, it's good to meet you.
Yeah,
thank
she
you
was
very
real.
Much.
She's so
you
sweet.
Look lovely.
So gentle.
He should hook up with her.
Y habla español.
You know, we just made history. You're the first woman
she's
out
Latina.
Of the
Let's go.
The first Golden Bachelor.
I love how she throws it in there right now.
I'm so excited to take this journey.
Thank you.
These this
two
is
confetti.
So suggestive,
though.
Okay.
And then we're going to start the party.
The poppers? Come on.
Oh, that sounds good.
Okay, one, two, three.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. I've been waiting so long just to get to meet him. It was so magical. And
love
we
her.
Started it with a bang.
Yeah,
see?
And then you're
she
gonna
was
bang.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Doesn't this look like Allie, that girl that's next? Looks like Allie in six, like if she was 60 years old.
Ellen?
Allie.
Allie. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Wait, let's watch her clip while it's up. Hold on. I'm going to go back to it. All right.
She looks
Roberta! We made it!
Oh, this is the one who had the friend with cancer that passed away.
Is Roberta? Yeah,
you definitely can.
She got picked
My name
because
is
of
Ellen.
Story.
I'm 71 years old.
They all have to
My
have
friend Roberta and I have been... best
my
friend
life story.
For 60 years.
Oh,
she has
sad.
Cancer and it's been difficult.
And she passed away.
being a big fan of Bachelorette brings us together. So we collectively made this decision that you have to do this.
That might spice up the show.
Yeah. I know. I laughed and I realized I should not be laughing because it's like they're going to have like paramedics on the side.
That's what I mean. There is a good chance that a contestant may pass away mid-season, right?
Right, exactly.
Right?
Yeah, just like Joe
Rachel's
Biden.
Spinning up over here. But it's true.
I'm looking for anything to make this more interesting.
What if you didn't like it? You really
you didn't like it? It's like the Golden Girls on acid.
Yes! Yeah, that's what I fucking love about
no,
it.
No, the Golden Girls were funny. Oh, like, this is just sad.
But what if he's down to like two or three people and then like one of them dies?
Oh,
like,
he's already down. I don't know if you noticed, but like he asked him, he's like, do you see any potential? And he said right away, yeah, there are a few.
There are a few.
He's
already narrowed it down to two.
Yeah. Like,
well, this Roberta, Ellen, she got picked. She got a rose, right?
Yeah. Ellen did. And then so did the Latina. I think like her and the chicken lady are probably the most beautiful ones out of all of them.
All right. Well,
Natasha was the scary laughing lady. Natasha. She was the one that was like, yeah, we're going to laugh together.
Natasha is the one with the huge ass smile and eyes.
She's
is that
got
her?
The short cropped hair. She's
I don't have a clip of her because I couldn't find one. But, Natasha, her face
she's
is like,
terrifying. Yeah, she's frightening.
Could you
she's
look her up?
Wait a minute. Let's go. Let's play this. And then we'll talk about Natasha. I have this thing queued up. So let's play this now. All right. So this next one, I like her. This is, I'm into this. All right.
You're into this. Okay.
All right, here we go.
You like this one? This is not the Penelope Cruz one. Cause there's one that compares herself to Penelope Cruz.
Like, oh, yeah,
she looks nothing like Penelope Cruz.
All right. No.
Penelope Cruz.
You ready?
She was fucking.
You ready?
Here I am.
This was ridiculous.
Oh no.
Look this at that old lady.
Oh, you need
oh my god.
Yeah, this one's just here to fuck. Yeah. Right, she's here to fuck shit up.
This is from Frasier.
Hi, Gary.
Is it?
I'm Leslie. I'm 4 years old and I live in Minneapolis.
That's right.
Yeah.
She's a
rock star. Fitness instructor, dancer, choreographer.
Here you go. She's a dancer.
I dated Prince.
She's fit.
I love how she does the same move.
Yeah, that's the only move she knows.
Yeah. All right, now if Jerry doesn't at least fuck this girl, I'm sorry, Jerry, you're missing out. I think.
I mean, Prince did. Come on.
That's the one that he starts dancing with, and it's so funny watching Jerry dance because he does the white man overbite.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Where do you go?
Yeah, yeah. He's there's something fake about him. He also looks like someone that could have killed someone. Like a murderer.
No. I think. What? Jerry's fucking cool, man.
They're putting him through the ringer, though. Like, you know, let's dance with me, laugh with me. Like, each of them
now
is.
Now, Leslie, I would definitely hook up with.
The one that the showed
old,
right now?
The old lady thing. Yeah.
The prince, Prince's ex girlfriend.
Yeah, he makes out with her.
Yeah,
later on.
He does. I don't remember.
Yeah, he does. It's like the second makeout that he does on this show. So he makes out with two girls.
She seems like a fun time, but she also seems like trouble.
Do you think that they prep them ahead of time? Like they're like
STD
look,
prep?
You have to make out with at least four or five of them.
No. I think it just happens organically.
Yeah,
and
I don't know.
I think he wants some. He hasn't had any for like a long time. I think he hasn't had any for like a long time. So he's like. He's excited, and these women are just like throwing themselves at him. Like, I mean, he feels like a rock star.
Here's Teresa. This is who we're talking about.
He feels like a young. Oh, this is the one that thinks that she looks like a Penelope Cruz.
So she's from New Jersey.
I thought she was a cutie pie.
She was cute, but she was like saying
her face is like always smiling. Though, yeah, it looks like. It looks like a plastic mask she's wearing.
Oh,
like the Joker?
Yeah, it looks like she has a Joker grin. Look
yeah,
at that.
She does have a Joker.
Doug's the only man I know who's like, ew, there's a woman smiling too much.
That's true, man. I want some depression going on here. Looks like you haven't been through enough.
I need some sadness in your eyes.
I do. It's too much. I don't, I mean, she's a Jersey girl too, but no.
Fucking Doug.
Why are you so happy?
Why are you
smiling?
All right, here we go. Renee is the one we were talking about also. This is the cheerleader one.
Oh, that's the Penelope Cruz, right? No.
No, that's the one who said, I'm the girl you like to marry or something like that.
I'm the girl that you like to.
Yeah.
No.
She did not get picked. We will not see her ever again.
Trying too hard. Bye-bye.
Who else do we got? Peggy. I don't know if Peggy got face. See, some of these people do not. Obviously, they didn't make it into the show because they're not interesting enough or whatever. Here's Patty 70. She did not get picked.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, this remember one.
Her, Rob, remember her?
Oh, I would not pick. She looks like Cruella DeVille.
She really does. She looks
I felt bad for her.
She's like, I have murdered puppies in my basement.
Oh, man.
I feel bad about
what
that
What about
one.
Pamela, 75?
Oh, she was the one crying the
she
entire
time. She didn't get
time.
Picked, right?
Yeah, I would not.
All right, so let's talk about the crazy laugher.
Let's talk about Natasha.
Natasha was the crazy laugher.
I don't know how he picked her.
I don't know why he picked her either. I don't see that a couple at all.
Her haircut is no dice. Like she looks like what's that girl from like the James Bond movie?
She was the one that was doing the yoga.
The laughing yoga.
Oh, the laughing. Laughing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she's like, I'm Natasha.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh my God.
I hate that shit.
That's terrifying.
Well, maybe I don't know. Maybe it's a little something different for him, you know? Wait, wasn't his
never tried a black lesbian before. Let's try it.
But she's a lesbian. I'm a lesbian, but I'm going to lie to go on the show. I'm going to try dick. I'm going to try old dick for the first time in my life.
Old dick. Never too late.
I need to try some golden dick before I die.
Oh my God. Wow.
Doug. Some white golden dick.
Doug.
What? You're the one that said that his widowed wife is nothing compared to these women.
Oh, now you're going to turn it around on me.
That's the first thing you said when we came on here. I'm like, give the guy a break.
I'm just saying she was no prize. That's
I think he's still in mourning, and I think he's totally fucked in the head and confused.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
I don't think he's ready for this. How long has it been since she passed away? Do we know?
Can we see the preview for the next episode?
Yeah, I'll look up.
I don't have that
key.
Oh, you don't have key? Oh, man. Because like he starts like hooking up with all of them.
I'll find it.
And then like girls are crying. He's like, I thought we had a connection. He's like, I'm sorry.
I know. Wait,
they all thought they had a connection.
I know.
Oh, my God. It's like delusional or Alzheimer's. I don't know.
Let me see if I can find it.
Some of them don't even know they're on the show. They're like, what?
I don't know.
What are we on again? Why is there a craft service table over here?
This season on the Golden Bachelor, maybe they'll show this.
Yeah. They're going to show right here.
Looking for the woman that you can live with. And start looking for the woman that you just can't live without.
That's another makeout. Another makeout.
But this is like the whole season.
Another fucking... For 43 years. I never thought I would see it again. Oh. And I'm seeing it and feeling it with more than one person.
Oh.
You made it sound like you chose me.
What a dick.
What a drama.
This is worth all of it.
I just don't have
you
the connection.
You knew what you were in store for.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh boy. Gonna hit the fan now.
The only time I've ever felt worse in my whole life is when my wife passed away.
Oh my God! Did
and
he
this
just
is
get,
a
what?
Close second.
I'm done.
I'm done. He pulls off the microphone.
Oh my God! Making out with all these women.
Oh my God!
I'm banging all these chicks, man.
I think Jerry just realized that monogamy is not possible in the 70s. He's like, why didn't I know this 40 years ago? Fuck! Look at all these women.
Even I could have been banging all these chicks.
You mean there was
own?
More than one vagina that I could have had? Oh my God.
His wife passed away 6 years ago. Six years ago.
That's not even long enough.
And what was her? Wasn't she Asian or something?
No.
Oh, she wasn't? Okay.
No. What does race have to do with it?
I'm just curious because I was trying to figure out her background.
Was she black?
No.
Kiki Palmer.
No, I mean.
You're like, she's a black actress. You can tell by the name Kiki, she's black.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I think he's, I think this is going to be too much for him from this preview clip of what's coming up. I think he's going to have a heart attack midseason. He can't deal with it. He's not going to be able to deal with it.
He's like Joe Biden. He's not going to last.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, because it's like late nights and.
Late nights. He's not worked used to a production schedule. All this emotion and all
I don't understand why they're airing this at this time, too. Like, they should be airing that like at 6 o'clock when people go to bed. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't matter anymore because everything's streaming anyway now.
That's true. Yeah. But you think that old people are streaming shit?
Yeah.
They know how to stream it. I think you gotta download the app. What?
I think Leslie's definitely streaming stuff.
Is that a huge demographic though? I'm also wondering like what was the like impetus for like even having this show? Were they
I think you know what we're missing?
It's old people making out.
Well, it's an experiment, like, and it's like people were saying like they should have a show. They should have a
baby boomers, you know.
Well, there's apps for senior dating and stuff like that. So it's like, why does everything have to be? I mean, I get it. It's like people want to watch, you know, 20, 30 year olds making out hot on TV, whatever. But it's like, this is entertaining, I think.
I personally, you know what? I liked it a lot.
Going to have to look forward to this point in their life at some point. So like for them saying like, oh, no one can relate or whatever, it's like, we're all going to be there.
Rachel fucking hates it because they're not hot enough.
I don't. Like, I'm like, it's TV. We don't watch it for reality. Like real,
it's not reality because all those people are not really like, they're that age, but they're not really that age. They look way better.
Here's the thing. I don't see any overweight people.
Yeah.
On the show.
Oh, Natasha.
The black girl.
Kris Jenner.
Is she overweight, Kris Jenner?
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
All right.
But I'm talking about like if they combine like my 300-pound life and Golden Bachelor.
I mean, the Golden Bachelor himself looks fucking, he's like in shape. He looks like Robert F. Kennedy. Yeah. Like
when in shape. Would they pick an out of shape Golden Bachelor, you think? Like not like, you know, like, I don't know, like chubbier or something. A bigger guy, you know what I mean?
That's a whole different Bachelor. What would that be called? Like the obese bachelor?
Yeah, like, where's
my 300-pound bachelor?
Where's the bachelor show for the obese people that only want to, you know?
I know. I was like, how inclusive are we going to get? Where's my transgender bachelor?
It's coming.
Like, where's my?
It's coming down the pipe. I'm telling you.
I would think, like you said, that what happened in the Bachelor? Did they have a transgender like person on the show that didn't know?
No. I was just saying that
would be a great show. Would be a guy. And then there's like eight girls and eight transgender people that look like chicks. And
they could
he's
be
on the side.
Well, the problem is that the
Bachelor. Which one he loves?
Whoever they picked for The Bachelor, he'd have to be
but
like.
But he doesn't know. He doesn't know. None of them.
That feels like more like real life, actually.
Yes, that would be a show I would watch.
But they have to screen.
They're
have to
all women.
They'd have to screen The Bachelor to be like open minded Bachelor. Like,
no,
yeah, like
they
I'm
wouldn't have to screen. No, they don't tell him.
They don't tell him.
And they're like, oh, these are all chicks.
Yeah, is it true love? Like, I really have a connection.
Right.
And then I discovered her cock.
Yes. Well, maybe they went all the way, though. They transgender all the way.
Or whatever. So, you know, I don't know.
I don't know. I mean.
You want the cock there?
They all identify as women. The new Bachelor. Yeah.
Our next contestant.
It's a new world.
Our next contestant is a they. And then they just come out with
no, that would give it away. Oh, okay. No, they would just like.
Non-binary.
You can't identify as a they. So, like, you would show up. That would be the greatest show ever because I would love to see that part where they record and they're
it'd be great.
What is this? What?
It'd be great if like the contestant came out and it was like, it's Pat, you know, like from SNL. Like, not even, like, even the viewers aren't sure like who it is or what they're dealing with.
Everyone has to wear a tracksuit. Yeah.
And then all Jerry's doing is smiling like.
That'd be great. All of them wear tracksuits. All on the same level. It's like what's that show on Netflix with the that they all wear tracksuits in? With the Asian.
Oh, I don't know.
It was an Asian like. They're doing a TV show now, like a game show. What's it called? Come
on,
man.
I don't know. I didn't see it.
I don't know. But
I know what you're talking about.
That would be more interesting. I would like to see that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was an exciting show. I don't know. You know, I watched it one night. I started watching it at midnight one night, and I fell asleep like an old person should.
you were already up at midnight.
It was appropriate for the Golden Bachelor. So I watched it in two pieces, like a real old person. That's how I'm watching this show. I'm gonna like, you know.
You really like dove in. You became the character.
I'm separating it into segments.
I don't know how they got them to all of those people to stay up that late. Like,
well, they probably filmed it. I don't know.
The hours must be very different. There's like a nap time.
They probably shot it in like the winter, right? So like,
well, I mean, he did mention at one point, he's like, this is the latest I've ever stayed up. Like,
so they probably shot it in the winter when it gets darker early.
9
maybe,
p.m.
Who is the host?
The sun's starting to go down. I need to. Yeah, one of the ladies said that like, because she stayed up so late, like everything started drooping on her or something like that. She said some like comment, like all the like her makeup started wearing off or whatever. She was like, I gotta be indoors. I gotta get to my coffin.
Her face started melting.
Oh, wait a minute.
This is someone we did not cover who I would, I think she was picked and I would definitely pick and totally hook up with. Joan.
Wait, that's the girl that looks like Allie.
No. That was the one with the cancer. That was,
No, I think this is the girl that looks
like
Allie.
No. We just.
Joan.
Show us more about Joan.
Joan is a private school administrator. She loves dancing and a couple glasses of wine.
I think that was her.
She's 60.
That looks like Allie.
No, it wasn't her.
That looks like an older Allie.
No. The one we just covered was the one you said that looked like Allie. The one with the friend who was dying.
Okay.
I forget her name.
I don't know.
I honestly don't even remember Joan. Do you have any clips on Joan?
She was hot.
Joan around? Okay.
She was hot?
Yeah, she's
you
hot.
You had your pants down when you were watching that scene?
She's a
Ellen,
principal.
Ellen is the one that looks like Allie. Talked about. All right. They're both blondes.
I don't even know. All right, guys.
Yeah, I totally jerked off to this show. Let's go.
Oh, my God.
I was like, fuck the porn. This is it. I don't know. I'm joking. Come on, let's get serious.
It's a different podcast.
I think it was. Yeah, this was good, man. Like, we had a good time.
It was a good time. Yeah. So I think we'll continue watching the show and see what happens. We just got to rip these bass holes apart. These golden bass holes.
There's going to be so many more clips, and I really like the show. I mean, I never watched the original Bachelor or whatever.
This is better than the original Bachelor.
But I don't know. My girl said it's almost the same exact thing. People just making out. I always find it funny that they're trying to find love, but they're on television. Are you really trying to find love?
No.
You're trying to win a game.
I'm ready to go on 90 Day Fiancé after you.
You should be on 90 Day Fiancé. We should do a whole 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah. We should just try and do a whole podcast where we talk. Talk dug into it.
Yeah.
You got to find someone that's willing to go on it, first of all. I'm not doing that. Get out of here. All right. Is there anything else you want to talk about from the first episode, the first historic episode of the Golden Bachelor?
No, I'm good.
I just want them to spice it up a little bit more. So they have a heart attack.
Sure it's going to happen.
Maybe they'll bring his daughters on. To like vet the leftovers, or I don't know what we want to call them.
Maybe there'll be an intimate night.
Leftovers.
Night, and he'll be like, "I forgot my Viagra, and I couldn't get it up, and then the whole thing just went off the wall."
The leftovers.
That's what it is.
Jesus Christ.
Right. Exactly.
Ruthless.
All right. Well, I got my eyes set on Joan. That's what, if she doesn't make it, I'm gonna hit her up on IGDM.
Doug's
shaking his head. I'm going to take the sloppy seconds from Golden.
Jesus.
Not very sloppy at 70, I'm just telling you.
Oh my God. These are all jokes, by the way, people. I would never do this.
Lies.
No, come on, man. I'm too busy for this. All right. All right, Rob, you look deep in thought. Are you right?
I'm watching my
Rob's watching football while doing this.
Yeah.
All right.
Like a true asshole.
All right, cool. All right, guys.
Hey, I said an hour. Come on.
We're at 42 minutes, so this is the shortest podcast we've ever done.
Exactly, that's how long it should be. Perfect.
Exactly. All right, guys. We'll continue watching the Bass Hole Show and the Golden Bachelor, I guess, on ABC. This is just an offshoot episode of Bass Hole. I guess maybe we'll start doing this if we can.
It's entertaining. I thought it was entertaining. Quick and short.
Exactly. All right, guys, follow the show, all that good stuff. Remember, don't be a bass hole, but if you are, laugh about it. Ciao.
You've been listening to I'm a Bass Hole with Doug Bass. Follow us on Instagram at Bass Hole Show. Think you deserve to be on the show? Email us at contact@bassholeshow.com and visit our website at www.bassholeshow.com and get the latest information. Subscribe on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast fix, and don't miss the full videos on YouTube. Remember, don't be a bass hole, but if you are, laugh about it. We'll see you next time.